Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Great People TV. Hope you're having a great week. You're with me, Ben Ibrahim. And today, we're doing a little bit of reflection. We're talking to a very successful person who likes to reflect, who's going to be talking about his journey during the COVID pandemic. That's why the topic is COVID-19, a creative nutcracker. This person is very creative. I'm talking about none other than JJ Fernandez. But before we welcome JJ on the show, just please, as usual, don't forget to support our social media handles right here on Great People TV, which is Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and anything else for that matter. We're working on TikTok as we speak. So TikTok, don't keep your guests waiting. JJ, welcome to Great People TV.
Thank you so much for having me. So remember, subscribe and comment. Is that what you normally say?
Usually, well, I'm glad that you watch the show. Yeah, I sound like a bit of a groundhog day, but don't worry. We're not doing anything groundhog today. But JJ, for those who don't know you in Malaysia, silly, I'm sure many generations have grown up with you, young and old, but because you're a very famous radio DJ, especially before the internet generation.
But oh, yes.
Just sum up your career in a nutshell. I know you're a trained engineer, but you got into this line because your family is also really into it. Your late father, a very great sports commentator in hockey. I listened to him over the years. And your sister just got the creative blood. Your brother has the creative blood and you have it as well. So how would you sum up your career?
My career, I got into radio was by accident. Actually, it's just so happened to be a part-time job to just drive around with the cruises. And from there, fell in love with the whole concept of radio. Then started learning every aspect I could about radio. Moved through all the shifts there are possible in radio, ending up being the breakfast announcer on Hits, which is the Hits Morning Crew. Of course, everybody knows that. During that time, created a few segments that stood the test of time until today. You still know it, like the Gotcha Calls and stuff like that. And then moved on to Red FM, where besides just being the breakfast announcer, I also was the group content and talent development manager. And then after that, moved out of radio and I started to do other things.
Yes, you have stopped radio. And I do admit, I don't miss your Gotcha Calls because you and Ian gotcha'd me a few times. And I think I was infamous because of that. But you decided to move on from radio, which is a bit sad because you were so good at it. Two questions, really. Any regrets? And what did you take from it that is helping you in the entrepreneurial world today?
Here's the crazy thing. I didn't move on from radio. I moved on from traditional radio. Okay. Because you still can do radio in all kinds of different formats. People do podcasts in a way. It's not radio per se because there's no music involved. One of the things I've done after radio was because of my knowledge of radio, I created an app where anyone can start their own radio show. There's no regrets. It's just fond memories and a lot of hard lessons learned and taken along this next journey I've got.
Let's talk about those hard lessons because the reason I've invited you here, I've always wanted you to be on this show. You have so much to share. But I remember we had very brief chats how tough COVID was.
Oh.
Yeah. And not just from the professional point of view, but from the mental health point of view, which we'll touch both upon tonight. Let's talk about the professional point of view. Because yes, things are getting better, but we're not out of the woods yet. So you're a very creative person, but I knew that we both struggled during the pandemic. So how did COVID teach you to be more business creative, apart from and other things?
It's because, you see, a lot of great ideas are born from necessity through a hard spot. So if you're thrown into a hard spot, you have two choices, either sink or figure out how to get out of there. And we come from a generation where we are taught that don't just rely on things that you don't have. Oh, I need this thing before I can do something great. We come from a generation of, I have an idea. What do I have around me to fulfill that idea? Make that idea. When it comes to creative, of course, the traditional ways and stuff was put on hold, was stuck. But coming up with different ideas of doing the same thing was one of the biggest things that came out of the pandemic. And a lot of people figure out different ways. There were movies shot during the pandemic. So from that, I drew inspiration looking at other people doing things. And then me going through a hard time, I realized I'm not alone. So sometimes sharing that knowledge, going out to people and saying, look, you're not alone. I'm not alone. We are in this together. Sometimes you just need someone to just say that to help you out, especially when it comes to work or creative. Because when it comes to creative work, all of us go through a mental block. And I think COVID was the biggest mental block because everybody used to have processes to get out of a mental block. But all of a sudden, all the processes are gone. And you had to rediscover how you can do and how you can be creative.
Tell us about some of the creative things that came about during the pandemic that helped you and your family, Cari Makan. I know some of them, but I don't want to tell the story. It's your story to tell.
For me, I did a lot of... The weird part is the Cari Makan was I did a lot of online work. How I did online work was, of course, first you got to put your face out there. And then, of course, the live videos and stuff like that, you do that. All right. But from that, I started getting in touch with, not getting in touch. There were people who still needed promotional work done. And I could do it from my house. Because before the pandemic hit, I was a creative director in an agency. So I used that to garner in some money. But other than that, I did everything I could. Anything you could think of creatively or anything else, I did. Just to make money, all right? Because we needed it. Because there was no way of money coming in. And the live videos was interesting because people started donating and giving money and stuff like that for the entertainment. But yeah, so I did the live videos and I also did some projects on the side to earn some money in. But that being said, I met a lot of interesting people as well that led me to, right after the pandemic, opening up a business. So
all good?
It's all good. Because, okay, I've got to tell everybody, no matter what, your biggest worth is your network. No matter what you're going through, go through your Rolodex. Nobody does Rolodex these days. Go through your... Look through your phone book and look at the people, you know, network and the connections you have. Because that is your worth. Because you never know what you can do. And don't be embarrassed to cold call people and go, yo, I'm doing this. Do you need help? Or any way I can work with you? Don't be embarrassed to do that. Because if you're too embarrassed to do that, you'll never come out of a rut. Because you're just waiting for something to happen rather than making things.
Well, that's really interesting. And that's pretty inspirational how you hustled. And I know you got a family to look after. We both are looking after our respective families. And it's tough. It's tough when they look at us from a leadership point of view. What do we do? We also don't know. I didn't know what to do, I'll be honest. And I remember we both saying to each other during the pandemic, again, we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it because we were probably chasing that next cold call.
Yes.
We were both down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just wanted to, for our audience, what did you feel during the pandemic and what do you feel now? And were you afraid to admit that you were struggling?
I was never.
Yeah.
The crazy part is, if you go through my social media, you can see me being very honest about my feelings, about what I was going through. I was not hiding it. I was telling people when I was down or why when I wasn't. And one of the biggest things I think you might have gone through it as well, was the fact that what you just brought up, we were supposed to provide for a family with that person. And then suddenly, in a small way, you feel, I know, it's because of the circumstance, you feel like you're failing. You're not living up to your bargain of the whole deal. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. And because of that, you spiral into one dark place where, to a point where you yourself start doubting your own skills. You start doubting your own achievements before, thinking maybe that was all luck. You go down into that because you're your biggest enemy and you can crush yourself like easily. But thank God I was open enough to speak about my emotions. And thank God that I have a strong support system around. My family, wife, kids, my brothers and sisters.
Nice.
They were there. Because of that, I managed to get out of that. So good friends, family, and the support system who won't be the person who says, don't worry, sunshine and roses. They weren't that. They were like, okay, cool. Tell me what you're going through. Let's go through this. Let's understand what you're going through. Rather than, don't worry, everything will be okay. The light at that. You know, the over-positive people, Yes. I'm not saying don't be positive, but sometimes do not do that to someone who's going through a hard time. Listen to him or her, understand what they need, and let them go through the emotions, but just be there for them. Just as long as they know that if anything goes wrong, there's someone there, a lifeline. So that's how I got out of it, actually. So I went into a dark spiral and I got out of it because of family. The weird part is, like I said, I went into it because of family, not doing in my mind, thinking I'm not doing enough for the family, and get out of it because of the family.
No, exactly, 100%. Because one thing I really admired about you during the pandemic, I really loved your social media posts, actually. It made me feel better. I felt that I wasn't alone. I said, wow, Jay, just, I've always known you as an honest, respectful person. And it was just that JJ that I know was coming out in Instagram. So I think it resonates really well with you. So honesty does pay off. And I think in our culture, people are so malu, which is a shame, to admit we have a problem, we made a mistake. I said, hey, I always tell the kids, we're not perfect. We make a million and one mistakes every day. That's how you get better.
Everyone makes mistakes. Even me going into radio was because of a slight mistake I made in university. Everything along my life, that journey I'm going through, is born from a mistake. Like even during the pandemic, I had the whole, because I was a creative director, then the creative industry ended. And now I own a laundry.
Wow.
I would have never done that. So now I've got two laundries. I'm working with my brother. So we've got two laundries, one in Damansara Perdana, one in SS15, besides doing all the other things I'm doing. So now.
Well, keep clean, man. And if you need to keep clean, go see JJ.
Yes.
Yeah. But look, JJ, it's been a great conversation. Really, you've summed it up really right there without going into the great detail, but you hit all the points right there. Like you said, I think you've always been the best communicator and said, don't over-explain things to people, especially when people are going through that spiral downhill. But one thing that has always stayed with me about yourself, I like to read a lot. I like to go into the internet when I don't know someone. There was a newspaper article about you when I think it was a digital newspaper or print newspaper, I'm not sure. Print newspaper that migrated to digital. And there was a quote there from your father, who I never met, but I, being a sports person, love listening to him on TV. He said to you, boy, if you're not sharing, what's the point?
He says, so that,
can you elaborate on that statement? And tell our viewers why that statement is so important, not just professionally, but personally as well, in good times and bad times?
Here's the thing. Exact line my father taught me was, knowledge is useless unless you share it. Because what's the point of hoarding this knowledge? And what's the point of not sharing or being open and just giving? Because whatever you put out into the world, it comes back at you. If you put out a lot of hate in the world, hate is going to come back tenfold on you as well. So put out a lot of positivity, put out a lot of knowledge. If someone comes up to you and says, hey, do you know how to do this? Don't be that person who, oh, I don't want to teach him because or else he'll take my job. The truth is, if you have that thought, that means you're not knowledgeable enough. Because someone's coming up to you and saying, hey, I admire you and I believe that you can give me some knowledge, and you're not confident enough about yourself to share that knowledge. So there's something, there's a problem there already. So the truth is, share the knowledge as you can. And through the process of sharing, you're going to learn as well. I tell you the truth. The more you share, and then you'll fine tune your own knowledge and you'll learn more and become better at what you do. At least that's what I believe.
It's fantastic. And anything that we can expect from you creatively, apart from the laundry, okay?
Oh!
In 2023?
There's a few things I'm working on.
Tease us a bit. Come on.
The weird part is whatever I'm working on, it's going to be a lot of things behind the scene trying to... I'm working with someone to explore the possibilities of doing a traditional form of media and advertising to make it something different. And that's the best I can say because I'm not supposed to reveal it yet.
It sounds like you're trying to refine that magic wand that made media great once upon a time. But I wish you all the best, because me and my team were always thinking about how do we engage people? How do we consistently bring on cool guests and who's not saying the same thing over and over again? And tonight you definitely did not say the same thing. So JJ, thanks very much for giving up your night tonight. And this is your Thursday night tonight. It's been fantastic. And brother, if you ever want to come back on Great People TV to share that creative media magic wand, please just send me a WhatsApp.
For sure. Anytime. And thank you so much. And keep up the good work, buddy. Thanks, and remember, buddy. Once again, like, share, and comment.
You are the marketing machine of Great People TV. God bless you, brother. Thank you. Oh, God. I am blushing, not just because of my shirt, because JJ is a very good friend and I don't see him enough. So, yeah, I think I need to spend more time with him and his family. Wonderful family as well. Go way back. So, there you go, everyone. Really nothing cliche about that interview with JJ. Sharing. He didn't say sharing is caring. He said sharing is important. And what's the point if you're not sharing? So, and go through your network as well if you're going through a tough time, not just professionally, but personally as well. So thank you very much, JJ, for being with us tonight. We'll catch you next week on the next episode of Great People TV. And I don't have to say anything about socials because JJ has already done it. Take care and stay safe.